Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a home lab setup. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. It sounds like a year's worth of changes. That's a lot to unpack.
Absolutely. They've switched dashboards from Heimdall to HomeR, and now they're using Glance. It's simpler than HomeR, but has all the essentials like service monitoring and DNS stats linked to Pi-hole. Plus, Glance has this cool personalized home screen with news, videos, Reddit, and application releases.
A personalized dashboard. Sounds pretty neat. What about remote access?
They're using TwinGate, a free tool for up to 5 users that lets you connect remotely and access applications as if you were on the home network. Think terminal access, logging into specific IP addresses, and full control. They even use it with a Raspberry Pi 5 as a dedicated connector. It's like having your home lab in your pocket.
That's impressive. So what kind of services are they running on this setup?
Well, they have a whole suite of tools. For remote access, there's Nginx Proxy Manager. It simplifies access by linking domains to specific IPs and ports. So, jellyfin.hop.net takes you right to Jellyfin. No more memorizing long IP addresses and ports. Plus, SSL certificates for added security.
Clever, and for VPN and DNS.
They're using Gluton for VPN, specifically for torrenting, paired with AirVPN. For DNS, it's Pi-hole acting as an ad blocker.
Makes sense. What other tools and utilities do they mention?
File Browser for easy file navigation, Vault Warden for password management, Hoarder for bookmarking, Portainer for managing Docker containers, and Octoprint for 3D printer control. That last one is a game changer for 3D printing enthusiasts. Remote control, monitoring, time lapses, the works.
A whole toolbox. What about their media server setup?
They're running both Plex and Jellyfin. Plex for family access and third-party apps, Jellyfin for its lightweight, open-source nature. It's a classic debate, but they make it work. They even use Tautuli to get detailed analytics on Plex usage, like most watched content and peak viewing times.
Double the media servers, double the fun. Any other media-related services?
They use Overseer for media requests and discovery, Sonar and Radar for managing TV shows and movies, respectively, and Cubitorrent and NZBGet for downloading.
Sounds like a media powerhouse. How are they handling files and images?
Nextcloud is their file management solution, a complete Google Drive replacement. And for photos, it's Image, a self-hosted Google Photos alternative with facial recognition and all the bells and whistles. They absolutely rave about Image.
That's a bold claim, ditching Google altogether. Anything else?
They're experimenting with DocSpell as a Notion replacement for note-taking and creating a personal wiki.
So they have their own cloud, media center, and now a wiki. What powers this whole smart home ecosystem?
Home Assistant is the brains of the operation, managing lights, shades, and automations. They also use Zigbee 2 MQT for their Zigbee devices, and Frigate as an NVR solution, boosted by a Google Coral TPU for object detection.
Impressive. How do they keep track of all this data?
Grafana is their monitoring platform, visualizing data from InfluxDB and Prometheus. They even have TeslaMate for in-depth Tesla data analysis. Talk about granular information.
Wow. So what's the underlying platform for all this?
Proxmox is the hypervisor of choice, running on a former Unraid server. They've got a complex yet organized system of LXCs and VMs, strategically utilizing a flash pool and a massive tank pool for storage.
That's a seriously powerful setup. Any final thoughts?
It's an incredibly comprehensive and well-thought-out home lab. It highlights the power and flexibility of self-hosting and showcases a wide range of tools and services that can enhance any home network. And with that, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.